Good day everyone listening to me from Nigeria to the United States of America to every part of the world. This is Blumo and this is my podcast named Make Nigeria Great. Now, today we're talking about countries and leaders. Now, we want to talk about the meaning of a country. According to Google, the term country is referred to as a political state or a nation or its territory, okay? So it's referred to as the land of an individual's birth, residence, or citizenship. Now, all over the world, we have about 195 countries, okay? 193 of these countries belongs to, participate in what we call the United Nations membership. And two of these countries that are non-members of this United Nations are called the OLC and the State of Palestine, okay? So very quickly, we want to move on what is called the patriot. You guys, I want you guys to relax and understand what I'm trying to say. I want to give you the concept of what a country is all about, of what a leader is all about, of what a patriot is all about, if you want to make Nigeria great. Now, a patriotic person is a person who loves, support, and defend his or her country and its interest with devotion. According to Nigeria, arise, O compatriot, Nigeria's call obey, to serve our fatherland. You know, you see there. Now, we want to talk about the leader of a country. Alright? So, a leader of a country could be a bad one, could be a good one. For example, Donald Trump in USA, Kim Jong-un in North Korea. We have Buhari in the western part of Africa, which is Nigeria. These are the leaders of respective countries with different format of ruling, okay? That's, I want you guys to get the picture very quickly. Now, everyone cannot be a good leader. Everyone cannot be a bad leader. Everyone cannot be a leader, but everyone is a leader, according to Blumo, right? We the people always think that the president of a country is the only one riding the country. No, this is not true. We have tons of people who runs the country and shaped it the way it is today, ranging from the health sector, the economic sector, the Senate, the House of Rep, or the Congress all around the world. There are different godfathers who run these sectors in the country all over the world. Where most of them have a selfish interest, but we aren't going to look into the godfathers. But I will focus on the features of a leader of a country. Now, before I pursue into what a leader of a country is all about, I would like to share with you the types of leadership that we have. We have the democratic leadership. Alright? Now, let me just give you guys a brief introduction of what a democratic leadership is all about. This is a common leadership style that is very popular, and it's also called the participative leadership. It's a type of leadership that tries to do whatever the majority of subordinates desire. In this statement, I'm going to highlight a word which will be the basis of what I'm going to talk about in the next paragraph. The democratic rule of law is the most commonest pattern of ruling in the world, which seems to be very, 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 very effective. We have some other types of leadership, namely the autocratic leadership, the multidimensional leadership, the laissez-faire leadership. The reason why I laid emphasis on the democratic leadership is because it's the most commonest style of leadership which is used around the world. People have different perspectives of viewing what a leadership is all about. Way back in the ancient days of Egypt, where the Pharaoh was the ruler, the Egyptians saw him as a supreme authority that has all the power to do whatever he likes. As the world evolves and the civilization of man became known to all, the way people ruled also changed and got reformed. The way the modern world is being ruled today by different countries varies compared to the ancient style of ruling. My point is that the Pharaoh is not the only one ruling the country, although he has the supreme authority. And at the same time, he cannot rule the country all alone. So he has to appoint the prime minister. For example, we have Joseph in those days, according to the Bible. So as to allow them rule some departments of the country and give him a feedback of what's going on in the country. So this is also compared to this present day in the world, where we have a president. For example, we have the Buhari, we have Donald Trump, we have the Boris Johnson and all that. The governors, we have the Senate, we have the mayors, we have the Congress and so on. The people occupying this post are respective leaders, and they are all responsible for the state of the country, whether good or bad, as regards to the decision or decisions being made by these people occupying this post. The president doesn't know everything or controls everything that goes on in the country, because we have numerous of people that runs the country, and each of them have roles to play in making a country good or bad. Although there are some policies and decisions that the president makes or take in order to drive the country forward to a better state, so as the arms of the government and also are also responsible to put the country first. For example, we have Donald Trump, who always say America first, America first. This means that he is a president that puts his country's interest first before any other thing. Donald Trump is setting a great example to other leaders, like a president, governors, mayors, and every other leading leaders, to always put the interest of their country first before any other thing, so as to make a progress. But it's very sad that the political world is now almost a mess, whereby politicians do whatever they like when they get elected. And this takes me back to where I defined the term democratic style of leadership. It's a type of leadership that tries to do whatever the majority of subordinates desire. Take a look at this phrase. Just take a look to what the majority of subordinates desire. This phrase got me wondering what it's all about, if it was manipulated by some set of powerful people. In summary, this podcast is to let you know that for you to be an effective leader, you must put or charge to put your country first. When we talk about the responsible citizen of a country, which is you and I, listening to me, a great citizen, lovely citizen, someone who commits a crime cannot and breaks the law is not a good or a responsible citizen of a country. And such people are always a threat to their community at large. But a responsible citizen is someone who abides by the rule of law of the land and does what it takes to stay out of crime. You know, you guys, I believe you guys are enjoying me and flowing with me. We have so many numerous topics to talk about, but I just want you guys to see what we're talking about here, about the country, the leaders, the type of leadership, and how a country is being run. Okay, so many countries' leadership, especially in Africa, let me say for Nigeria, have rendered their youths or citizens useless to themselves and to the environment. But they serve as a political tool in the hands of the government to be used as a disruptive element to sabotage an election every 4 years. John F. Kennedy in the United States said, during his presidential election, don't ask what your country can do for you, but ask for what you can do for your country. This should open our eyes as a citizen of the Nigerian, that the government at times may fail to serve the people's best interest, but that shouldn't weigh us down. But as a responsible citizen who strive for better things, should look up to ourselves and keep the country going. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about how the democratic ruling has been manipulated in Nigeria and the current state of the country is. God bless you and God bless Nigeria. Thank you all for listening. Stay positive. I love you all. Bloomer signing out. Thank you.